I used to be so broken, lost, empty. A heart with no beat, a singer with no song to sing. So I know the feeling, the silence is deafening. But in your pain lies a blessing, a sweet and sour victory. So keep walking and walking, walking, though it seems so far.
Better. Praise the Lord, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. We once again thank you and just are so blessed for all of us to be in the presence of the Lord this morning. And that song is just so surreal, just giving us, letting us know that we're not alone as we go through different things. And as we go through those things, if we just keep persevering and keep just even encouraging ourselves as we encourage each other to keep on moving, keep on walking, keep doing everything, because God is right there with us. And I want to sit and say that to everybody today, no matter what it is, things may have put you in a place, you may be in a place or have been in a place where you just felt like giving up, because I've been in that place before. But one thing I know is that God is the answer. He is the key. So I want to encourage each and every person today. Be encouraged. Encourage yourself. Encourage your neighbor. Encourage your family members. Just be an encourager on today, on this beautiful Wednesday, wonderful morning, knowing that God is our everything. He is just marvelous. He's miraculous. And we don't have to beat ourselves down. We could just have a beautiful and light day. So I want to say good morning to everyone that's under the sound of my voice. I want to thank you all again for coming to our executive meeting as we sit around the table with our Father and we break the bread. He gives us our daily manna and our living water, so we will not thirst anymore. So I'm asking you now to just put everything to the side, or even better, cast your cares onto the Lord, knowing that He would take care of you. Stop carrying that excessive baggage. Today is a new day. He granted us new mercies. That means that we can start all over again. What we did not get right yesterday, we have the opportunity to get it right today. And look at God. Look at how much He loves us. And the thing of it is, He is no respecter of persons. So He's not just going to do it for me and not do it for you. We welcome you again, Kenya, Nigeria, Canada, United Kingdom, Jamaica, everybody, our local listeners. We're not forgetting you up there in New York. We just thank everybody that continues morning after morning. And it's not for us, it's for you to be in the presence of the Lord. And again, we thank the founders of this platform who continuously to be obedient to God, to assure that His people are being fed, to assure that they know that He loves them, He cares. And the word of this breaking and parting the bread is letting you all know that we're not a selfish people. But we are giving, and we do it with love. We do it with an enthusiasm. We're enthused to do it as well. So again, we just thank you on this morning. We're just praising God for another day. Just thanking Him for loving us and saying, if you get up today, put on your full armor of God. Keep moving. Don't look back. Don't worry about what's going on the side of you. I need you to look forward, because that's where I'm at. I'm a forward God, and I'm moving. So I'm just grateful this morning to say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Good morning, Mother Jackson. Will you please bring us in prayer?
Good morning to each and every one. First, I give honor to Jesus Christ, who is the head of my life, and to Apostle. And to First Lady Spencer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you. Thank you for another day of rising, God. Thank you, Lord. We appreciate it, and we come to give you the glory. Heavenly Father, we just thank you how good you've been to us, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we realize some of us have been sick in our body, but today we can say thank you through it all, God. You got us through it. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your grace and your mercy, God. We thank you for your love, God, that draws us in the name of Jesus, God. We just thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, God. Today, God, we ask you that you just give us your strength to carry on, God, because we can't do nothing of our own, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up every sick vessel this morning. So both shine in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you for healing bodies, God. We thank you for miracles and signs, God. We just thank you this morning, God, because nobody can do it like you, God. We thank you for your love, God. Nobody can love us like you in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord. Because none of us, even the mistakes that we make over and over and over, God, and you still love us. And you still love us, God, and you still love in the name of Jesus. What a mighty love, God, that is in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, God, because you're so good to us, God. We thank you for the shelter over our heads, God. We thank you for the food on our table, God. We realize sometimes we complain, God, even in the place that we're in the houses, the Lord Shanda. We need to be saying thank you, Lord, even from the roof of our heads in the name of Jesus, God. Let us begin to thank you for all things, God. You know what's best for us, God, in the name of Jesus, because we surely don't. In the name of Jesus, God, we cry this morning. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Because you're honored, okay? You're worthy to be praised in the name of Jesus, God. No matter what goes on, God, you're still worthy, Lord. Let us have that attitude, God. Whatever's going on, hey, you are in the midst, God. You're standing by us, God. You're holding our hands in the name of Jesus, God. We lift up our men's make to you, God, this morning, God, in the name of Jesus. So we pray, God, that you strengthen him, God, in the name of Jesus this morning, God. We pray, God, that you strengthen his ministry up this morning in the name of Jesus. So we just cry out, God, this morning. Our soul cries out, hallelujah, this morning, God. Oh, God, I pray, God, that you be, let us be the women and men that you call us, God, all coming up us be, God, in the name of Jesus. Even when we thank God, all about sending our we are not, they kind of about saying, we say we are. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, be a mind regulator for us, God, a heart picture, God. Begin to pop our ears, God, open, God, that we can hear your voice only in the name of Jesus, God. And close our ears to everything is not like you. In the name of Jesus this morning, God, we thank you for every step that you allow us to make, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Continue to all our footsteps in your name, Jesus, God. We just thank you this morning. These things we ask. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Bless you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you all to listen to the song that's playing in the background right now. It says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Jesus. And why ask yourself that? The question is, thank you, Holy Spirit, a switch in the atmosphere and a changing. Ask yourself why no weapon formed against you shall prosper. That's a question that you need to ask yourself, because one thing about it, I like to call him, a lot of people say our father, but I like to be intimate about the situation, because our daddy, he is our protector, and we already know that. We can go through the scriptures. The scriptures in itself, the Bible in itself opens up to us and let us know that he is a protector of us. He hides us. He shelters us. He takes us into his refuge, into a refuge place. He takes us behind the wall. All you might need to do is build your wall. I don't know if you all remember the analogy that Apostle Temple gave with the steps. All you got to do is start building, going up the steps. And because the weapon cannot form, it's because you are in his will. You are in his will. You stay before his presence. You're on fire for him. The weapon cannot form because you are praying. You're using your mouth. Your mind is renewed. Your heart is renewed. You got a new heart. So now you have developed the characteristics of God. And Satan can't win against God. I don't care what people sit and tell you. I don't care if people tell you that they have a respect for Satan. I'm telling you right now, I have no respect for him. I know that I can put him up under my feet. And that's where no weapon formed against you shall prosper, because you have the power of the tongue. You can use the power of the tongue, turn the negativity into a positivity. And when you see different things coming up against you, you have the ability to fight against it by using the weapons that God has given you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, because you need to dress in your clothing. You need, when you're dressing every morning, you need to put your armor on as well. And as you put your, as when you have your armor on, you don't have to sit and worry about different things, because God has already provided you with the protection that he needs to give you. You need to be mindful to put it on. No weapon formed against me. How can Satan come up against you when you're constantly in a praise and worship situation? How can he come up against you when you're praising God, when you're praising him and you're worshiping him? See, you don't have any time. You're not giving him any angles, because you're in a praise. You're in a worship. How can a weapon come up against you when you're constantly thanking God, when you have a heart of thankfulness? How can he come up against you? Because, see, the thing of it is, what I have learned, in order for me to, weapons come, but they don't form. They come, but they're not prosperous. At the end of the day, a situation may take place, but it's up to you to rectify that situation. It's up to you to fix it. If you let it stay, if you let it simmer, if you let it continue on, then it does come up. It does come again. It becomes prosperous. But if you get into a place where you know that what would Jesus do moment that people had going on, I think it was in the 90s, then you ask yourself, how am I handling this situation? Because the weapon has came. The weapon has came, but it's all what you do about it. It's all about the attitude that you have when you're dealing with a situation. If you sit and you have an attitude of I don't care, I'm nonchalant, or whatever, then guess what? It's going to prosper. If you have an attitude where, in the Bible, God has righteous indignation. So we're going to get have some situations that's going to make us have an attitude that's going to put us in a place where, you know, we might be upset for a minute, but the people that I deal with, they don't allow you to let it simmer. They don't allow it. See, when you allow it to simmer, when you don't confront it, when you don't deal with it, that's when it prospers. Because you now go to bed with situations over your head. You go to bed with anger. You go to bed with disbelief. You go to bed with all type of different things. And that's not how it's supposed to be. God wants us to be happy. He wants us to be joy. Look at the fruit of the Spirit. And once we start gravitating to the fruits of the Spirit, you realize when you say no weapon formed against me shall prosper, it really becomes true. Because that means that everything that's coming up against you, you have an attitude that I'm still a conqueror. You have an attitude that I'm still victorious. You have an attitude that this may sting, but I'm going to wipe the sting. I may put a little bit of rubbing alcohol on the sting, and I keep on moving. You still have the attitude is that God created me for me to glorify him. So therefore, the different things that come up against me, yeah, they're there, but I'm going to still keep on fighting. I'm going to still keep persevering. I'm still going to get better in the areas that I may be weak. I still realize that I can't do it by myself, so I need the help. So we realize that the help comes from the Lord. We realize that the weapon is not going to prosper because we're in his presence. We realize that it's not going to prosper because we have an intimate relationship with him. We realize that it's not going to prosper because he is our daddy. He is going to protect us. In all situations that come up, that we have situations that come up, it's up to you. It's up to you as to what you're going to do. And I always go back to the self-inflicted infliction. That's another word that I've added to me. If you're self-inflict, you are your biggest enemy. We always want to say Satan this, Satan that. Your weapons prosper because you refuse to change. your weapons prosper because you refuse to identify the problem. Your weapons prosper because you refuse unto the Lord. This is why our weapons prosper. But I sin and say today, I decree and declare on today that like the songwriter says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Because I've looked in the mirror, I've identified things. I'm working on things. I'm letting God know help. I put a SOS out. Help in big signs. I'm calling him. I'm before him saying, Lord, these situations are overtaking me. But your word says in Isaiah 54:17 that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every word that comes up against me shall be condemned. See, people don't really believe that. But you constantly say it over and over. You really do not believe that. You don't believe it. I was talking to my husband some time ago, a couple of weeks ago, and I said, this is what the scripture says. No weapon formed against you. Every word that comes up against you shall be condemned. And basically what God was saying to me at that time that I was trying to share to him, who was reading the same scripture, is you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about it. So the things that come up against you, why? Because if you confess and you truly repent and you change your ways and you get in the presence, you get into the secret place that God has already prepared for you, Psalms 91 tells you that he will fight every weapon that comes. Disease won't even bother you. Different things won't even bother you. But we don't believe it. It's just another word, just some more words that's out there in the air. I believe it. I done been on my deathbed too many times. And every time God has revived me and he has resurrected me from whatever my situation was at that point in time. He blew into me a fresh wind. A fresh wind. So I am a firm believer. That's why I just, when I heard the song, that's why I was able to come in and talk about it this morning. Because I am a believer that no weapon formed against me. And this is what we need to understand. It didn't say, and I know you all have heard this many of times because I grew up on it. It did not say that the weapon was not going to form. So that's letting you know that you're not free of not going through anything. It's what you believe. It's the attitude that you have while dealing with the weapon, with what's coming up against you. It's the attitude. And then we also need to understand this too. We're always looking for a physical weapon, but the word of God says that we don't fight against flesh and blood. We fight against principalities. So a lot of things you can't even see. You can't see. You don't know. And one reason you don't know is because, and I just got to say it. A lot of us are not in his presence enough. Because when you're in his presence enough, that discernment, you start discerning things. And you're able to start dealing. You're able to go into a situation, oh, okay, I have to start dealing with this a little bit more. I got to focus on this right here a little bit more because I can't allow it to overcome me. I can't allow it to beat me because I have to remember that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I have to remember that I am a conqueror. I have to remember that I am victorious. I also need to remember that God is my protector. So whatever it is, he is your healer as well. I am a testimony. I'm sitting and telling you all this. I am a testimony. And all through the night, I deal with the principalities. They're coming up against me. They try to take my voice every single night, Monday through Friday. They have an assignment. And guess what? I get up and I fight. And you want me to tell you how I get up and fight? I get up, I walk the floor. I start walking up the I'm walking the floor. My voice, you trying to take my voice? Well, guess what? I'm going to speak. I'm just going to keep speaking. And I don't care if I'm repeating the same thing over and over, letting you know that you have no authority, no power. I operate in the power of the Holy Ghost, so you better get behind me because you're not going to take it. And I'm serious. I'd be dead serious, like I'm fighting a person that's standing in front of me. Like, you better, with the biting of the lip, letting you know you don't have any authority. And how do I know that? Because I believe the word of God that has been put before me. I trust that word. I state it over and over. It's not just something that I say, and because I believe it, God has shown me that it's real in my life. We all look like last night we talked about the manifestation. Well, that's one of the manifestations that has came into my life. And I sat and said yesterday about the thorn in the side, but it took me back, and I had to come back and sit and say, well, maybe that the asthma is the thorn in your side. And maybe it's some things that you need to do to change in order to better yourself so the weapon won't form against you. See, everything comes right back together. When you sit and you're seeking God's face, he will put a word out there. And it may not be a word today. It might have been a word that came through yesterday or sometime before. But when you recognize it, because you are working diligently, you are constantly persevering and stand in his will, trust and believe God is going to protect you. Good morning, Minister Jaquita. Come on in here.
Good morning, Evangelist.
To God
be
the
good. Good morning, good morning. Amen. Yes, like Evangelist was saying, the whole verse in Isaiah 54:17 says, no weapon formed against you will prevail, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and this is their vindication from me, declared the Lord. See, let me tell you the backstory of this. See, in Isaiah, Jesus told his disciples that when they were being dragged before the judges for preaching the gospel, that they should not prepare in advance their remarks, and that's in Matthew 10:19. The Holy Spirit sent from Christ would give them the words that they need the most at that moment. And like Christ will refute the tongues or whoever was challenged by the when he was challenged by the religious lawyers of that day. God will speak through his servants who rely on him for their vindication. But Isaiah is speaking also, and more importantly, at the end of them days, that's when God remnant over the earth just before the dawn of the return of Christ is being attacked by Satan's final thrust from God will protect his people. But through the situation, sometimes situations may look impossible for you. This also speaks in general principles that the Lord is our protector, even when those times when it looked like things are in a disarray and things are going all out of whack and things are out of your hand, because understand that Satan has authority over the earth, but Satan has no authority over the saints of God. Please remember that, saint. The children of God who truly relies on God will find himself strengthened and protected by God through the daily battles. So we must break down, like we was taught, the scripture for our own life. No weapon forged against you shall prosper. That said, the evil one has come up with new weapons to try against the church and people and in your life in every generation since the creation of time. But Jesus has said that he would build the church up and the battles of Hades would not overcome it. There may be casualties in the battles against the darkness, but the enemy cannot succeed. God has promised it. The church will live to see the coming of the Lord. The second part is you will refute every tongue that accuses you. There are two ways that this manifests. The first is that the accuser has no power over the child of God. Once again, the day in the night, his tongue lies against you in judgment, there is only a refuse. The only R-U-S-E, a refuse. A ruse. It's like a refute, a refusal, or a denial. That's what that word means. The power he has to harm us is when we believe in it. But we must believe in God is to disbelieve the promises of, to believe in Satan that he's going to have dominion and the things that going on in our life is going to prosper. It's having a disbelief into the promises that God has for us. But if we will walk in faith, we will refute all the judgment of Satan. And the second is that the people who walk in darkness will rise up against the church in every generation. But God has promises to give us the word and the power to face them. He has given us the truth that will prevail ultimately against the lies that come up against us and the things in our life. God has dominion over all those things, so we are completely protected in our life. Thirdly, this is the heritage of the servants, and this is a vindication from me. We have all received and will receive an inheritance in Christ of everlasting life and a place in new heavens and in the new earth forever. But part of our heritage is this promises of protection from slander and accusation. It will be vindicated from harm. We will be vindicated from harm when it's done to God's people for a little while in the battle against the principles at work in the world. See, we must understand that God has already won out and for us and fought the battles of us. We must have our faith so strong and have our belief system built up so sound, so strong and so profound that we believe wholeheartedly with the fiber within our soul that God is doing the things that he's doing in our life. Four, declares the Lord. The Lord has spoken definitely through the prophet. It will be done. It has been done. The things that you are going through, the battles that you're doing, going through the different things that's going on in your life, you have to put your total trust in Lord. But before you do that, you must build your faith up, like when our teaching was last night, in a foundation to where nothing in this world can separate that love that God has for you and your security with you and Lord. Nothing, no man, no things in this world can separate you, not even you. So in order for that to happen, you must release the things that are not of God. You must continue to lean on his purpose no matter what. You must always stay in the presence of God, do your fast and your prayer, and understanding that God is always in the midst of something going on. It may feel like your natural man may feel the pressure of it, but you must then put your barrier up and put your armor protection up and immediately go into prayer, immediately go into intercession, immediately go into declare things into the atmosphere in your life or for the turnaround for the different things in your life so you can facilitate and help God along the way of your life so you can be protected, continue yourself to be protected. Now, saints, you can't walk into things that are not of God and think that you say a prayer, and then you go do some things not of God, and it comes out not the way that you prayed for, but because it's not of God. Things that are not in the line of God don't necessarily work in the order if you're out of the line of the Lord. It doesn't work. It may work temporarily, but somehow or another it will fall because you're not under protection. You're not seeking the protection. You're not under the guidance of God. See, I ask you, saints, how does this verse apply to you in your life? How it applies to me in my life, I had to take and understand that it was not me doing the things that I was doing in my life. It was God causing the people that was placed in my life. It was God giving me the strength to do the things that I do on a day-to-day basis. It's God giving me the strength. He's protecting me through all things that's going on in my life. No matter what comes up in my life, God is already went forth and put the hedge of protection in front of me, around me, in the whole situation, so it'll work out for my best. Now, I cannot get into the mindset of having a worry or having fear in my heart because those are things that are not of God. You have to take those things out of the way because it'll block the blessings that God has for you in your life, and that's something that I had to immediately learn for myself. So God cannot put new wine in old vessels. So you must clean yourself up. This is something daily. It's a self-check with you, you go into a personal self-check with you and God and ask God, God, what am I doing today that's not of you? Cleanse me, oh God. Remove these things of me, God. Continue, God, this is what I'm dealing with, oh God. Continue to protect me, God, as I fight through the things that I'm going through, oh God. And you are protected, but you got to have the belief. You have to believe it. You can't believe that the things in your life are worse than what the faith and the strength and the power that God has for you in your life and the power that God has over your life. You cannot do that. You cannot have a dual mind. You must have a set mind, a strong mindset in the love of God in your heart and throughout every fiber of your body so that God knows that you are riding with him so he can ride with you. Because if you sit and worry about the things that's going on in your life, it's going to bring things and other problems in your life, worry, headache, stress, medical issues. And this is something that I can tell you verbatim. I used to worry like crazy, but then I had 3 strokes, and God put me on my butt to where I was completely paralyzed. I couldn't do anything for myself. All I could do was pray to God. All I could do was get a personal relationship with God, because it was only him that brought me through the things that I brought me through. I was fearful and I was scared that I never was going to walk again. I was scared that I was never going to talk again, but look at me today. I'm fully functional, and it's only through God, because I put my total trust in him when he spoke to me during that time. You must heed the word of God and listen so you can continue to be protected. That's another thing. We must clear our mind out and of other things of the world so we can open our ear gates to the spiritual world so we can hear when God is leading us from and within protection. See, we'll close our mind off and get to thinking of our own mindset and try to do our own thing when God be truly speaking to us and telling us, don't do this or go this way or don't do that or sit back, be quiet and be quiet, don't talk. Speak when you spoke to different things. Those are different things that protect you in your life, but we are not heed to it. We must get into a place of listening and communing with God. We understand that when he's talking to us, and get into a place where you want to hear his voice. You're seeking to hear his voice so you won't miss it, so you know his plan, the things that God ultimately wants the best for you in your life. These are things that God has set in your life so you won't have to go through different formalities. You won't have to go through different hardships, and you won't have to go through different mind battles set up for you, because his promises are set in stone. Like it said, it is done. It is said, he said, it is done. So we must understand that it's done and let his work be done in our life and not go back on it, not pick things up once we turn it over to him. We continue to do that. We must put it in his hands and rest assured that he's taking care of us and he's giving us the strength. There's nothing in this world is going to prevail against us. Nothing is going to harm us in the way of the Lord. You're going to go through battles. You're going to go through trials. You're going to go through tests. You're going to go through tribulations. But God has given you the strength, the power, the knowledge, the wisdom to fight and go through all those things. Back to you, Evangeline.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Chiquita. I want to go to the ending of that scripture. It says, says the Lord. That's Isaiah 54:17. It ends with says the Lord. And one thing we know about it, one reason that it will not prosper is because we know that God's word, first of all, God speaks powerful things. When he speaks, it is powerful. We already know that. But we also know that his word does not return void. And when this word was spoken, it says the Lord. It's telling you the Lord said that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. He said it. Every word that comes up against you shall be condemned. And he's saying also that I am your vindicator. So when God releases a word, it's power that comes with that word as well. And the word of God spoken in faith from a believer's mouth, I'm going to say that again. A word of God spoken in faith. We cannot leave the faith out, because, see, this is the only way that this scripture, this passage is going to work for you. You have to have faith. You have to have faith in the spoken word. And once that spoken word come out of your mouth, It can change things. And this is why I sit and say, I get up and I walk the floor. But when I'm walking the floor, I'm speaking God's spoken word. I'm reminding him, by your stripes, I am healed. I'm going, because I realize that his word does not come back void. I realize whatever my situation is, it may be temporary, it may be a lifespan, but in my mental, understand what I'm saying this morning, in my heart, because my heart speaks to my mind, in my heart has spoken to my mind, I am healed, because God's word does not come back void, because Jesus, by his stripes, we are healed. So whatever it is that goes on with me, it's just a temporary. It's just a thing to let me know to stay in place, stay in tune. Get yourself together. Maybe it's don't speak those other words, but continue to speak my word. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. Because the word also say anything else other than that is not of God when we start getting into those different things. But we do realize that the spoken word, that God's word, when God speaks a word, it does not come back void. And we know that if you all know the story about Lazarus, when Lazarus was dead, when Jesus came on the scene and told him to get up, he rose. He got up. He already knew that whatever took place, whatever was set in stone, it was going to take place. And like Minister Chiquita say, we have to be in a place to understand that you have to understand what God is saying and what he is doing. If you putting yourself in a place where you're going on against what God is saying, it's going to form. But if you into a place, and I don't know why God keeps telling me about godly counsel and godly advice and different. If you go, what I've learned about God, the people that God put before me, no matter their age range, no matter what, they done went through some things of the areas that I need help in, they already been through. So when I sit and I look, when it say, look to the Lord from your help, God will allow your help to manifest here on earth as it is in heaven. Remember that. But going back to this, God's word does not return void. We have to get into a place where we have to understand what God is saying to us, what he is doing with us. We have to get into a place where we recognize what he's saying and what he has already done. And then, like Minister Chiquita said, it won't prosper. It won't prosper because it's not all what God has to do. We have to remember we are in a relationship with God. So we have to work hand in hand with God. We have to work hand in hand. We have to do our part too. And if the way you are in his presence and you're working with him and you're allowing the Holy Spirit to lead you and to guide you and take you into where the directions that God wants you to go into, then you don't have to worry about that. But when you come to the fork of the road and you make a decision, a conscious decision, that things not working out, these situations still coming, I got to do something new, that's when you're going to lose your way. That's when you're going to lose your way. I want everybody to be reminded when Jesus walked on this earth, he didn't walk into just a peaceful and a happy place. He walked into a place where people didn't, his own people would not even recognize him. They didn't want to be a part of him. He had to go outward for people to start recognizing who he was, asking for his mercy, asking for him to heal. But I sit and say to you on today, no weapon formed against you, that's up to you. That's the mindset. That's where you have to believe, and not just believe it, understand it. And the faith, you have to have faith in God for this scripture to work. And that's why so many people, when they say it, they see it fall and crumble right before they face. The fear take over, the unbelief take over, because they don't believe in God's spoken word. They don't believe that God's word never comes back void. They don't believe that. They sit and say it because it's something to do. Just like the kids pick up slangs and they say different things. That's what people do when it comes to God's word. But when you get into a place and you realize that only God could have got you out of that place, when you land on your sick bed and you realize that it was only God that was able to heal you, not even the doctors. When the doctors come and tell you, oh, you got this many non-curable disease, that's when you come up and you ain't got to tell them. But me, I keep in my mind, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every word that comes up against me shall be condemned. That means that it's not going to work. It's not going to work. The problem may be there, but is it going to take me out? It ain't took me out yet. I done had asthma all my life. Do sometimes my circumstances get a little bit worse because of the elements of the air? See, you got to recognize what's causing the problem. And when you recognize the problem, you fix it. That's why I say you got to walk hand in hand with God, because he's going to show you what was what. 2 months ago, I was told some of the things that I needed to do to help my situation, but I understand that natural elements is a problem too. So I don't get beat down. Oh, I'm going to die today. I ain't going to make it. No. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. And that's because that's the mindset that comes with obedience. You can't say it if you're not in a place where you're willing to make a change. You got to be in a place where you're willing to make a change. You have to be into a place where you're willing to trust God no matter what. And not just trust him, believe. And that faith, it has to be activated. Remind you, Mark 11 started out. Jesus said, if you put your faith in God, that you will be able to move mountains. Put your faith in God. Good morning, Apostle Temple.
Hey, good morning, everyone.
Apostle Temple.
Yeah, I'm here. God bless you. God bless all of you, and God bless, you know, you all. You know, it's pretty much like we were sharing yesterday, dealing with the teaching on last night, amen. And it always goes back to you and living a structure and also living a life of discipline and order pertaining to the word of God. But the thing about it is many people don't know the word of God pertaining to their life. They know stories of what the Bible says about others, then we begin to implement the story to our life. The story is there to give you a guideline to help you so you can see the cause and the effect of different things that took place pertaining to the response of God and the people's response to God in the walk of life. It gives you a guideline to go by. But you have to have a life of order and also structure. And many people try to receive things from God and receive different things, even the things pertaining to revealing about them. How can God reveal something about you? You don't even have the proper order in your life. When order comes into your life, when you know you and you begin to set order in your life, now the dividing of the rightful of the word of truth can happen in your life. Amen. Because now you have a guideline, or you have a line that it could be drawn that you will not cross, or you have something up and say, no, I ain't gonna let nothing cross over this over here. I'm not gonna cross over it. So you got that. You have some type of guideline. Without order in your life, the first thing that God has to bring before he can begin to reveal things to you is to help you to bring order. And that's to help you to bring order. Even in so many people, God have not even begun to work on them yet, because he's still trying to bring order to them. And once he can bring order in their life and begin to put structure, or they can have standards in their life, now God can begin to work on you. Amen? You have to contain the situation before you could deal with the situation. I'm going to say that again. Your situation has to be contained before it can be dealt with. If not, you're just going to be all over the place trying to deal with a chaotic situation pertaining to yourself in your life, and you're still trying to figure out what's going on and what can do, and ain't nothing is happening for you in your life. Amen? So we have to understand that order and structure has to come into your life. And it's also dealing with no weapon formed against you. And if you all out of order yourself and you doing things out of the will of God, you've got to believe that weapon is going to form and also is going to prosper. What God is talking about, he's talking about individuals that is in his will, individuals that is in his covering. Amen? He's not just pertaining, and a lot of people, we use the scripture so freely and so loosely, and people thinking that, yeah, he's talking about me. How he's talking about you, you don't even live the life other than when you need him to do something for you, other than you need him. Amen? Some people describe other people as their enemies, but some people are not your enemies because they don't want to deal with you, because they don't want to fool with you. So now because they don't want to deal with you, or they don't want to fool with you, or they don't like you, you look at them as your enemy. But the issue probably wasn't them. The issue probably was you. And because you are not dealing with yourself, or you in self-denial about who you are, and now you feel like you're a victim to everybody else. Amen? And now you quoting scripture, no weapon going to form against me because folks don't want to fool with you because you're a mess. Now, no weapon for, because people don't want to deal with you because you're a liar. No weapon form against, people don't want to deal with you because you start up stuff. Amen? And people don't want to deal with you, and some people cannot hide how they feel about an individual, and it really shows about it. So at the end of the day, you got to understand who you are and what side of the fence that you on before we get into this thing. And this is why I drive the ministry of ADM so hard, to understand scripture pertaining to them. Get out of this other stuff, amen? Get out of this all. Many people, you know, we got these scriptures down pat that the heavens gonna open and pour out my blessing. My season is coming. We got these scriptures down pat, but you need to learn more about the other season that will stop you by your ways, you stopping yourself from receiving the open heaven, for receiving the blessings, for receiving different things. See, once you understand that when you have a life that you're trying to build something, you have something that you're trying to gain, then you'll begin to put things in place so you could continue to build and continue to gain. It's just these folks that really don't give a care and don't have much to lose. They ain't worried about it. I was down on my luck one time before, and I come up again, y'all. I come up, ain't worrying about that, ain't worrying about that. You got a problem. Because at the end of the day, I don't got time, my God, and many of you, you're getting too old, and you're getting too much up in age to keep going up and down, up and down, up and down. Because you could go down one time, and that'll be the last time you coming up. Y'all about to hear me up in here, amen? Because at the end of the day, God never promised all of us, he never promised that he said, you're going to live a life with peaches and creams, you're going to, no, he said, I bring you into the land with milk and honey. Now, once he brought you into a place, it's up to you how you want to work that place. Amen? He said, I'll bring you into the land of milk and honey. He never said, I'm going to put the milk and honey on your table. He never said you're going to have an unlimited supply of honey, unlimited supply of milk. He said, I'm bringing you into a place. But at the end of the day, what he told them 12 disciples, them 12 tribes, the 12 tribes of Israel, they went out in a different quarter, and they had to work their land. Amen? They had to work they had to work different things. So let's not get it twisted, and don't come with all this church stuff. Amen? Folks, don't put it in your head. No, at the end of the day, folks need to stop church people. We need to stop lying to people. Amen? You need to be honest with them, regardless of what they'll say about you, because they are going to say something about you, because their minds are conditioned. No matter how their ways are, they still going to receive from God. No matter what they do, they still going to be blessed or be blessed by God, because this is the thing that people begin to instruct other people and say, I'm just trying to encourage you. But one thing I learned in life, once you trying to encourage is the main ones that they got their own self discouraged. Because when you are walk with God Ain't no one can tell me that God have not gave you an opportunity. Ain't no way. That's an impossible statement that you could say that when you don't got saved and you don't give yourself to God and you really don't begin to fall in love with him and God begin to prove to you that he's God, he begins to open up opportunities. He begins to open up doors. And it be us that messed up these opportunities. It be us that got pushed out these doors. It ain't no devil. You know, it's our decision, it's our ways, and it's our undisciplined self because we don't want to deal with self and get delivered for our life to continue to be blessed. Come on, saints of God. Amen. Amen. And we have to understand that. And we have to understand that life of order and the life of structure. Amen. That means it's dealing with you. It ain't talking about everybody else. Lord, these folks are made me mad. I gave an illustration on last night. Yeah, when Moses had a bending on the mountain, it was all good between him and God. When Moses bent about these children of Israel on the mountain and called these folks stiff-neckers and all this kind of stuff here, it was good. But the moment when Moses got into his feelings in the open, when God gave him an order to speak to the rock, but he hit the rock out of frustration and out of just getting these folks done got on his nerve, who dealt with him? God dealt with him. Amen? God dealt with him then. So we have to understand that. Amen? We have to understand that if we're going to be out there in the open like that, well, God deals with you. So let's not be trying to display the name of God, and we can't even live the name of God in our own life. Amen? You are being what? A hypocrite. So God got to help clean your hypocrite ways up. Then he can begin to deal with you. Amen? And there's so many people is trapped into a place to where God is trying to bring order to their life before he can begin to develop them. How can God develop you in a messy situation? How can you be developed in a messy situation? You got a messy life. You got messy stuff going on. You messy, but yet God is trying to develop you and working with you in your mess. No, first thing God does, he clean up. Amen? How can God clean you up in a dirty bathtub? How can you get cleaned up in dirty water? Y'all hear me? How can you get cleaned up in dirty water? All you have wet dirt in that water, and you bathing back with dirt and filthiness, and the difference is one is dry and the other one is wet. Y'all hear me? Amen? And you still bathing with what? Wet dirt. The order way for you to get cleaned up, you need clean water, amen, to deal with the wet stuff. Clean water to begin to wash that filth and wash that dirt out the way. And once you are washed up, now we can put things in place so you don't go back out there and get dirty like that again. But first, we need to clean you up. And that's what God has to do. He got to clean up and help you. Matter of fact, he ain't going to do it. He is going to instruct you. You got to do it. You got to get control of your situation. Then God begin to help you with who? With you. My goodness, my time gone yet. I'm finna get ready to go. Amen. And that way, when we quote these things, these scriptures, they work for us, other than just quoting. Make sure you ain't the problem. Amen? So many saints, amen, that they are the problem, but they begin to quote stuff. That's why I don't even comment on people's social media page. When people be going through, well, you know, I might be going through hard times right now, and what I don't even comment on folks' page, because at the end of the day, you probably be the cause of the hard time. And God is trying to yank your coattail and get your attention. You probably be the cause of the opportunity, my God, to reject you. Amen? And now you're getting all these sympathies, and here come the great Christians. Oh, girl, to keep praying. I'm praying for you in Jesus' name. Yeah, I speak the word of God. I speak, God, let your will be done. That's it with me, because at the end of the day, you might be the issue. Y'all hear me this morning? Amen? So we got to do what? Check yourself before you wreck yourself. That's an old school slogan right there, y'all. Amen? So you got to check yourself. And that's something that is hard for the peoples of God to do so. It's hard for them to do so. And the battle that I mentioned the other day that I seen in the body of Christ is not the battle between the devil. It's the battle with people checking their self so they could become into that woman or man or into the society that the purpose that God chose them to be. Amen. That's the battle that I've seen happen in the body of Christ, and I see that it's happening in the world. Many people saying the devil. No, it's the battle when people dealing with their self. It's the battle when people come to the realization, I lie. I have a lying tongue. I need to deal with this. I gossip. I have just a place of gossip. I want to receive gossip. I got an itchy ear for gossip. I need to hear some drama. I need to hear somebody talking. I'm very upset. I don't submit to authorities. Amen. Nobody. I pick and choose who I want to listen to. Not anybody could come and tell me anything, regardless if they're my supervisor or my superior. I just got an issue with somebody telling me something. I got jealousy problems. Amen. Nobody don't want to admit to them. But that's the way God can help you with you. But we will admit and identify somebody else. Oh, she's jealous. Oh, girl, that girl, that's all stuck up. Oh, man, that got a problem, man. That just always got a chip on his shoulder. But what about your ways? What about your chip? Because God ain't weren't being concerned when it pertained to you. He ain't been concerned about them. He's been concerned about who? You. And I pray that the body of Christ will begin to deal with who? Their self, and begin to put structure and put order in their life and begin to allow God to develop them. Amen? Develop them. I don't have time to be all up in everybody's business. Amen? I really don't have time. I don't even have time, my God, for different things that goes on. Because why? God is still doing it. He's working with me as well. I can give you some pointers and give you some advice, but the main thing is, my God, you recognize your own issue. That's what therapy does. Therapy is trying to help you to recognize you. Therapy is trying to pinpoint the area to where the cause, my God, causing you to respond, react, or deal with certain things, and begin to help you to implement other skills and other different things to help you with what? You. Amen. But once you really identify you and really begin to work on who you, now you can become a better person. Now when we begin to say these things, the weapon formed against us, we begin to say all these things, we saying it in the will of God. When we say we blessed, we just ain't saying these things because we got a couple of dollars. Number one, I live it. That's number one. That's a way of life. Kingdom is a living. It's a lifestyle. It just ain't something that I'm saying. I just confess that. I just bless. Amen. No, it's a lifestyle. It's much more than you got words out of your tongue. Your actions is speaking, amen, just as words. Amen. It's a lifestyle. So we got to understand that. And when we understand that it's all pertaining to us, we'll start getting the focus off of everybody else, and we'll become a better individual ourselves. I just pray you begin to deal with more with self, amen? Don't deal with that person that got the attitude. At the end of the day, you got to deal with yourself, how you're allowing their bad day to get to you, and you begin to respond according to somebody else's bad day. Somebody else begin to change your mood because they having a bad mood, and they begin to change your joyful mood. So you don't allow them to come in and steal and rob you from your joy and rob you from your peace. Amen. So you don't let your guard down. Amen. Some things you got to identify and see and just tell yourself, because you know yourself, I just got to stay away from that. I can see that you ain't having a good mood, so let me stay out of your way. Amen. Let me stay out of your way. But we got to show how powerful and how covered I'm under my blood, under the blood. Listen, I'm going to share this. I'm finna get with you, right? I'm finna get out of here. I was in the store in Sam's Club the other day, and it's a lady, and as I was checking out, I was handling business, and I was just so focused, and I was checking out. As a lady approached me, one of the workers approached me, and she was an older lady. And she said, sir, do you have to get this card? I say, no, ma'am, not right now. I'm good. And she came back again. She said, you can go ahead and get this card if you need some money. I said, ma'am, I already have one. Don't worry. Good. Then she came back again. She said, well, you could get another one. So I had to look at this lady stern and give her a look in her eyes and stern. I said, ma'am, I am good.
So now she don't turn her Christian self to me, and she said, oh, I rebuke that devil. I rebuke that enemy. I say, ma'am, and I had to stop right there in the middle of the store at the cash register. I say, ma'am, this is the problem with y'all Christian folks. Y'all been on provoked stuff. People don't told you they good. I don't said I'm good. Folks don't told you. They don't display to you, amen, how they feel and different things. But because you got your own spiritual Christian self, you want to push your ways on me. And when you don't push your ways and somebody done dealt with you in a stern way, now it's the devil. Why you didn't check yourself and realize that at the end of the day, when someone says they good, get that message, and you stop trying to be demanded and controlling and trying to get your agenda across. I say, that's the problem with a lot of you, and that's the problem. I said, good thing I was saved, because if I wasn't saved, you probably been on took me further back in the hole and say, this is what I'm talking about with these church folks. They get a little, you know, they get crazy. Y'all hear me? So we have to understand, we have to understand that we need to check ourselves and make sure ourselves in order and stop being the one to provoke the situation and begin the one to escalate the situation. Then once we do so, now we want to rebuke the devil. Well, and the devil trying to rebuke you, and the devil turn back around and rebuke you. So it is a war going on with you and the devil trying to defend himself because you lying on him. And the devil trying to rebuking you because what you trying to rebuke, he had nothing to do with. I'm going to leave that as that. I'm out of here. Back to your evangelist.
Amen, amen. As always, we thank Apostle Temple for that godly wisdom, that godly counsel that I've been talking about, and the things that he is able to share and the knowledge that God has given. So once again, we just thank you, Apostle Temple. We thank God for loving us so much that he just continuously, day after day, pour in the wisdom for us to be in a better place, for us to be in places where we need to do some identifying. I know I get pinched every single day, but I count it as all good, because I know that God is letting me know that you're in the right place. God is working on you, and you're willing for change. And that's where each and every last one of us need to be, because God wants us to live a fulfilled life, and he wants us to do it for his glory, not for our glory, and that's the beauty of it. So we will see you all back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. We just ask you all to please have a beautiful day on this wonderful Wednesday. Do not let anything disturb your peace. Except for those that's in the wheel, just continue to walk, press on, and keep on moving. And those that are striving to get in there, I tell you, don't give up. Keep moving, keep trying, and don't let what you can do today be put off. Don't be a procrastinator. Get in the wheel. Get in the wheel is very important. We love you, but God loves you best. Have a great day.